Welcome to English at the Movies, where we teach you American English heard at the movies. Our saying today is, hold you in contempt, from the movie Roman J. Israel, Esquire. In the U.S., the title Esquire usually means someone works as a lawyer, and that is just what the main character of this movie does. But Roman J. Israel usually stays in the office instead of coming to court. Listen for the phrase, hold you in contempt.
If guards in this courtroom would not allow you to use the bathroom, you would, by all definition, be detained.
I'm going to hold you in contempt if you continue to pursue this.
You're asking me to obey an erroneous court decision, and you tell me to wait. In my experience, wait.
Okay, find you in contempt.
So, what do you think hold you in contempt means? Is it send the guards to detain you or charge you with disobeying the judge? Listen again. Did you have the right answer?
If guards in this courtroom would not allow you to use the bathroom, you would, by all definition, be detained.
I'm going to hold you in contempt if you continue to pursue this.
You're asking me to obey an erroneous court decision, and you tell me to wait. In my experience, wait.
Okay, find you in contempt.
Hold you in contempt is a legal term that means charge you with disobeying the judge. Here, the lawyer ignores the judge's order to stop talking. Instead of helping his client, Roman J. Israel Esquire is soon in trouble himself. And that's English at the Movies.